After nearly 20 years with the same sex education curriculum, the Ontario government is making some changes. Some aren't happy about the update, though, which includes lessons on sexting and homosexuality. They say it's too much for young students and parents weren't consulted. Naomi Parnas has more.
After years of controversy, here it is, the province's new health and sex ed curriculum. The education minister says it's long overdue and students need to be learning about the 21st century.
Students have instant access to quite explicit information from unreliable and inaccurate and often offensive sources.
The last time the curriculum was updated was in 1998. The new guidelines teach students about online dangers and things like sexting, and there's a big focus on consent. Here's an outline of what's included. In grade one, students learn the names of body parts, and they learn about inappropriate touching. In grade three, there are discussions around same-sex relationships. In grade four, there are discussions about puberty and reproduction, and students learn about online safety. In grade six, they talk about sexual consent and physical changes. And in grade seven, they learn about sexting, and there's a mention of sexual acts and preventing sexually transmitted infections. The minister says she expects some opposition, but says dozens of organizations and thousands of parents were consulted, and there will be no changes to the curriculum.
The Education Act gives a parent of any religion or belief system the right to withdraw their child from that particular lesson.
Some are celebrating the release, saying Ontario's curriculum is dangerously out of date.
The realities of modern world, this curriculum's over 15 years out of date. The other fact is that the curriculum in other provinces is so far ahead of where our curriculum has been.
Others say there was not enough consultation, and they object to some of the content.
I come to this issue as a father with a belief that parents should be first educators, and it's not the Premier of Ontario's job, especially Kathleen Wynne, to tell parents what's age-appropriate.
Though the minister says the curriculum will be implemented as is, others say the fight and debate about this is just beginning.
3:37 now. What's your reaction to what you just heard? Kathleen Wynne, knowing there would be a protest at Queen's Park tomorrow, organized by a group called Campaign Life. Al Coombs had a spokesperson on earlier this afternoon. Basically, their thrust seems to be, we don't want schools teaching our kids about sex ed. They are going to hold a protest tomorrow. I'm asking you if Monty McNaughton, who's going to speak at that rally, along with Patrick Brown, is out of touch. Is yesterday's man. I'm just asking. Do you have a problem with what you have heard so far about Kathleen Wynne's, the Liberal government's sex education curriculum? Now, I have suspicions, I have mistrust, but the package, as I see it on the face of it, simply sets out to educate our children. I get nervous, as a lot of parents do, when the government seeks to give your child a sex education, because there are two parts to a sex education. One is, well, this plugs into there, and if you do this, then this is the result. Whether it's STDs or pregnancy or emotional trauma. The other part is the moral structure around all of these decisions. I think we're giving the kids one without the other. To provide a little perspective to this, I want to do two things. I want to share with you a slightly longer report on the sex education curriculum as they rolled it out today. And then, just for, because this is going to be a prime focus of our discussions throughout the next 90 minutes or so, off and on, with other stories mixed in. And we will be talking, by the way, in our 4:30 half hour to the organizer of the protest tomorrow about what it is she objects to about this curriculum. I want to play you a brief report on this sex education curriculum, because it has just come out today, so we're still wrestling with the details. At what age are we going to talk about puberty? Why grade 4 now instead of grade 5? And you may object to the specific age. But here is the key clip that I want to play of Monty McNaughton. I thought of calling Monty. We have had him on the air a number of times on this issue. But here is the key clip. Here we go.
Well, Ontario's sex ed curriculum.
I come to this issue as a father with a belief that parents should be first educators. And it's not the Premier of Ontario's job, especially Kathleen Wynne, to tell parents what's age appropriate.
Is it or is it not? Do you think it is appropriate for Kathleen Wynne and her Liberal team to decide at what age they should be discussing puberty? If they're going to teach it in our schools, they have to. When Liz Sandals, the Minister of Education, was asked at the news conference this morning what she sees as the leading feature of this package, she focused on the word consent. And if they roll it out, see, this is where the area of trust comes in. If they roll it out the way she suggested they would, then my impression is it's a good package. Even if it starts in grade 1. I don't want to hear the word sex in grade 1. But I do want to hear general language which says to a child, your body is yours. And if somebody is toying with your hair or touching you in a way that you don't like, you need to deal with that. You don't have to put up with that. And it's in the area of consent that I think that this package has both the potential for the greatest accolades, but also, if it fails us, the greatest potential for failure. So let me play you the brief rap, and then I want to hear your how bad was your sex ed story. I'll share mine, and then we'll chat. But first, here's the rap.
Well, Ontario's sex ed curriculum is getting an overhaul. Teachers have been using the same system for nearly 20 years, and now the provincial government is bringing those lessons into the digital age. Not everyone happy about the changes. Here's CTV's Naomi Parnas.
After years of controversy, here it is, the province's new health and sex ed curriculum. The education minister says it's long overdue, and students need to be learning about the 21st century.
Students have instant access to quite explicit information from unreliable and inaccurate and often offensive sources.
The last time the curriculum was updated was in 1998. The new guidelines teach students about online dangers and things like sexting, and there's a big focus on consent. Here's an outline of what's included. In grade 1, students learn the names of body parts, and they learn about inappropriate touching. In grade 3, there are discussions around same-sex relationships. In grade 4, there are discussions about puberty and reproduction, and students learn about online safety. In grade 6, they talk about sexual consent and physical changes. And in grade 7, they learn about sexting, and there's a mention of sexual acts and preventing sexually transmitted infections. The minister says she expects some opposition, but says dozens of organizations and thousands of parents were consulted, and there will be no changes to the curriculum.
The Education Act gives a parent of any religion or belief system the right to withdraw their child from that particular lesson.
Some are celebrating the release, saying Ontario's curriculum is dangerously out of date.
The realities of the modern world, this curriculum's over 15 years out of date. The other fact is that the curriculum in other provinces is so far ahead of where our curriculum has been.
Others say there was not enough consultation, and they object to some of the content.
I come to this issue as a father with a belief that parents should be first educators, and it's not the Premier of Ontario's job, especially Kathleen Wynne, to tell parents what's age appropriate.
Though the minister says the curriculum will be implemented as is, others say the fight and debate about this is just beginning. Naomi Parnas, CTV News.
Very, very interesting. And the first text I've received since playing that report asks this. Andy, what does Monty mean? And I was asking the same question. What does Monty mean about especially Kathleen Wynne? He said something along the lines of, well, it's not the job of the premier to decide what's age appropriate, especially Kathleen Wynne. The text goes on. What's he really trying to say about her? Let me play you that just that little short clip of Monty again.
Did I come to this issue as a father with a belief that parents should be first educators? And it's not the Premier of Ontario's job, especially Kathleen Wynne, to tell parents what's age appropriate.
So here's another text. Hey, Andy, as a parent, can say I wouldn't want people teaching my children things that don't line up with our beliefs. As the husband of a teacher, I can say that most teachers don't even want to teach sex ed. It's a very simple solution. There are some teachers who are excellent at teaching sex ed. Give them the job. Give them the job. Some would welcome it. They're good at it. And if you don't have enough of them, record something. Record something. I think what you're going to do when this rolls out is you're going to get horror stories from individual parents because little Johnny or Jessica is going to come home with a story. The teacher said that? And you're going to have a big brouhaha. Why not have the teachers who are good at this do the circuit for a week every year? Have them go on tour from one school to the next. Now, I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to hear your, because some of them were funny. Let's face it. Looking back, some of them were funny. And some of the advice was horrible. Okay, I want to share what Mr. G told us in grade 10. Someone once said, teaching teenagers about sex, like teaching goldfish to swim, you don't have to. They've got it figured out. They know what plugs in where. Of course, in those days, the version of what plugs in where has changed a little since I was in high school. But be that as it may, we got some really bad advice. Let me throw this out. I can't believe I'm sharing this with you. Mr. G told us in grade 10 education that one method of birth control was quick withdrawal at the last minute. Is that not the absolute worst, stupidest sex advice you've ever heard? Well, if you have to do it, but quick withdrawal at the last minute. Yeah, right. If everybody had followed that advice, we wouldn't have the declining enrollment problem that we have. I want to get your bad sex advice horror story. Don't be shy. We're adults. You don't have to be graphic. And how much the teacher who gave the advice hated being there. I'll bet we, every one of our listeners this afternoon, remembers a story. Now the question is, do you have the courage to share it? Just you and I and a free coffee from McDonald's. That's all it is. 643-1290. Yeah, free coffee from McDonald's starting today. It's good. It's real. And you don't even have to buy anything. We'll be back with that in just a moment right here on the Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This is the Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
In grade 1, students learn the names of body parts, and they learn about inappropriate touching. In grade 3, there are discussions around same-sex relationships. In grade 4, there are discussions about puberty and reproduction, and students learn about online safety. In grade 6, they talk about sexual consent and physical changes. And in grade 7, they learn about sexting, and there's a mention of sexual acts and preventing sexually transmitted infections.
Okay, let the debate begin. I got to bring Nick in. Nick was just telling me about a call he had. Now, unfortunately, the caller didn't stay. But, Nick, I was thinking of all the people we've had sex education from. From me, it was my parents. Not a chance. I had an older brother, and I had the boys in the back of the bus. I had older sisters, so a little hints here and there. But generally, I was pretty naive.
I was pretty much the same, yeah.
Now, one person I never thought of, someone just called.
One of our regular callers did call in and say that he didn't learn from his parents, didn't learn from his family, didn't learn from his teachers. He learned from his family doctor, which for some reason in no way has anyone except for that caller mentioned it, which I think is an interesting idea. Now, I know our doctors are not exactly free of time, but it's an interesting idea.
I've never heard of someone who got their sex education from their doctor. You know, because just when you're going to ask the question, the egg timer goes off. Darn it. I could have got a sex education, but the egg timer went off. Ralph, thanks for the call. Go ahead. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, Andy. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yes. What troubles me today, okay, is all this noise and all this double speak and all the lies about sex. And especially same sex, and who is teaching it. We are living in an age now of misknowledge. We are living in confusion, and there is a powerful being behind all this, and when anybody stands up and say, no, this is wrong, now from the accent you can tell I'm from the Caribbean. Growing up as a child down there, I was taught male and female. A mother and a father. When there is a marriage, is a male and a female, a man and a woman. Now, all that has gone out of the door. People who have these views are looked down upon, and lawsuits are hurled at them, and they are hounded. Truth, male and female. Sex and education begins in the home. Sadly, the homes with both parents lack this knowledge, but the knowledge is available.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Take a moment. I want you to listen to this clip. This is the Premier of Ontario talking about why she doesn't agree with you on that particular point. Here's the clip.
On the issue of different lifestyles and different family configurations, a child comes in, I'll just give you an example, a child comes into school in kindergarten, junior kindergarten, she's 3 or 4 years old, she lives in a family with two dads. If her family is not reflected in the conversations that happen in that junior kindergarten classroom, then that's going to be a problem for her and for her feeling about school. And so it's not about explicit information, except that it needs to be about kids feeling safe, feeling protected, feeling like they belong.
Okay, those are the words of the Premier.
Yes,
Ralph.
Okay.
Ralph.
Because she has the current office as the Premier, all her words, if you were to listen to what she says closely, a child has two fathers. That's impossible. A child, you and I and all human beings came in on this earth because of a man and a woman, not two males or not two females. Impossible. So hence, I would challenge anybody to prove it, what she just says, or ask her to prove what she says, and the proof will come, and it will be opposite to what she's saying.
Okay, that's Ralph, let me ask you this, because we've got other callers waiting.
I understand.
If you had children in school today, and this is going to be rolled out in September,
yes.
And if they told you, okay, Ralph, you have children in school, we're going to teach this on the third and fourth day of October, what would you do?
I would say I would prefer to teach my children that part, so please have them excused from school.
Okay, so they apparently are going to allow you to pull your children out. Ralph, if you have more to say, we're going to keep this up through the next hour because so many people want to comment. John, your thoughts?
Yeah, Ralph, people love to use the Bible and religion when it comes to same-sex, and I find it quite ironic because if you want to live by the Bible standards, there's so many things we're doing wrong. You know, wearing two different fabrics. And you have to take how the Bible was written and the time it was written, the context it meant. In the Bible, it does state a loving relationship. It does not state the loving relationship has to be man and woman. A loving relationship can be man and man. You can have two fathers.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What should a person do if they do not want their children taught this curriculum?
Well, I guess there's probably appeals and pull your kids from school. I still believe that the sex education should come more from mom and dad, maybe not from your doctor. Andy, but more from
I've never heard of
at home.
I've never heard of someone getting their sex education from a doctor. That one shocked me. Hey, I thank you for the call. I want to get some of these texts in. Andy, the provincial Liberals voters, not the government, not my government, because I did not vote these rats in, has its head full of crap. It is in no way the government's job to teach our kids about sexuality, adultery. It is the parents' responsibility to teach their kids about it. Signed, Jake. Andy, I think this is a lot to do about nothing, names of body parts, same-sex marriages, etc. Kids should know. Next one. Mother and father is not defined by being the biological parents. My friends have adopted, and they are very much that child's parents, and no DNA involved. Leave the Bible and gay-fearing statements out of this. Okay. So what you're saying is my way or the highway. See, that's the problem. Everybody has different points of view. Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hi, Andy. You know, it's interesting how everyone, I think, is missing the point on this legislation. The government itself said what the key point is, and that's its redefinition of the word consent. They've replaced it with the term affirmative consent. And whenever you put an adjective in front of something, Andy, it ain't what it used to be anymore. And that's where you'll find the devil in these details. I've been looking into this concept for some months now, and, you know, their idea of affirmative consent is strictly verbal only. And what they're doing is creating a legal environment where there's a distinct anti-male bias, in which case, if the female did not say yes to a particular relationship, although they say it's for all sexes and all kinds of relationships, it's never how it's been applied.
Bob, can I make you a deal?
Yeah.
I find this fascinating. We're going to need a little more time, though. We're coming up against the 4 o'clock news, as you can see on your clock.
Okay.
Can you call me right after the news, and we have the first 5-minute segment before we go to traffic? I think this is a very interesting point. You're saying that the consent issue is not what it appears to be.
Is that not right? At all.
Okay. Call me back, and we'll share that right after the news. We'll get a quick comment from Alan. Alan, go ahead. You'll have to be quick.
I have my daughter's going to be going into grade one next year, September, and I guess that's what I was going to say. Consent can mean either A, that, you know, this is good touching, this is bad touching, and this is your body, and you have the right to tell people not to touch you a certain way if you're not comfortable with it. Or it could be, well, this is your right to say yes to sex or no to sex, which I have an issue with because obviously they're not of legal age to even provide consent because they don't understand what the consent is.
Alan, it seems to me you've got more to say. We're going to talk about the whole consent part of this sex ed package. Call me back after I talk to our friend Bob about this particular issue. Right after the CTV News update right here on the Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Education Minister Liz Sandel says Ontario's revised sex ed curriculum will be in place by this fall and will finally update policies in place since 1998. Sandel says Ontario is catching up to the rest of Canada for the most part, but will lead the way in teaching kids about the concept of consent.
For the most part, I would say that we're coming in line with the rest of the country. I think that on having a very explicit conversation about consent, what does consent mean and what do healthy relationships look like, I think that in that piece we may become the leader.
Sandals also says she doesn't expect hordes of parents to pull their kids out of sex ed classes, noting that much of what's being changed is already in the curriculum and is just being introduced a grade or two earlier.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now. 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290. CJBK.
7 minutes after 4 o'clock, looking forward to our conversation with Bob Metz, who's going to join us in just a moment, to talk about the real agenda of Kathleen Wynne's sex education curriculum. In the meantime, let me share a couple of texts here in reaction to our discussion in the last few moments. Here's one. I'm sorry, Andy. I have nothing against homosexuals, but honestly, this comparison that Kathleen Wynne made about the child with two dads is just crazy. For one thing, how do you even expect this kid not to wonder for herself how she came to be coming from two dads? That on its own is going to give that child problems, not the fact that her family isn't reflected in school. She's going way over the top with this. Leave sex and religion out of politics and schools. They belong inside the House and no further. Now, we've now reconnected with Bob. I think here is what our education minister, Liz Sandals, said that Bob wants to address. And that's this whole issue of consent. Because Liz Sandals said, that's where we're going to surpass all the other provinces. We're catching up to them in most areas. Where we're going to surpass them is in this whole area of consent, which we're going to start teaching in grade one. So then the question, well, what do you mean by consent? Here's what she said.
I think that on having a very explicit conversation about consent as the children get older and talking very explicitly with kids about what does consent mean and what do healthy relationships look like. I think that in that piece we may become the leader. And one of the things that we heard when we talked to parents is parents want us to talk to kids about consent and appropriate behavior and the fact that no means no and only yes means yes.
Now, Bob Metz called us. He's going to share with us that he thinks there's a strong anti-male bias in this focus on consent. We have to do a quick weather and traffic check, and then we'll be back with Bob to outline his theory. Back with Bob in just a moment, right here on The Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
In grade one, students learn the names of body parts, and they learn about inappropriate touching. In grade three, there are discussions around same-sex relationships.
Okay, people are trying to figure out. Sorry, what are they going to teach at what grade? Anyway, here's the key issue of this package I want to focus on for the next few moments. Joining us now, Bob Metz, who is just starting to explain why the liberals are so focused on consent. Bob, thank you for being so patient. What's your theory?
Well, I don't think it's so much a theory as what we're hearing from the proponents of the concept itself, which I just discovered last November. And I do fear that, you know, the poor fellow that we saw coming through town here, Bill Cosby, may have been part of this campaign. Affirmative consent is a very radical feminist approach to determining the presence or absence of consent during a physical sexual act. And what it does is it replaces the presumption of innocence with the presumption of guilt and makes the onus of proof that the, in terms of determining consent, you have to be able to prove that your partner actually said a verbal yes. I mean, to even it sounds silly on the face of it, and it is. It's unenforceable. Saturday Night Live, in fact, spoofed it from top to bottom. It's become a standard of behavior on many university campuses in North America, and it's a big discussion going on right now up at the University of Western Ontario. And so it certainly is a very real issue. But, you know, the thing is that when Wynne says that yes means yes and no means no, well, that has never been our understanding of consent. That's not true of consent. A child may say yes, but it doesn't mean yes. I'm sorry. An 8-year-old or a 9-year-old is not capable of consent, no matter how many times they say yes. Nor are people who are not in possession of the knowledge that they need to consent. Knowledge is the key to all of consent. You have to know what you're consenting to and what the terms, conditions, expectations, results, etc. are. And that's why children generally do not have the accumulated knowledge necessary to be of what we call, of course, the age of consent, right? So they're out of the picture entirely.
So what is Kathleen Wynne, what is Liz Sandals really saying?
Well, I think they're pushing a political agenda through this funny term called affirmative consent. I mean, you can consent through your actions, and consent does not necessarily imply agreement or even support, you know. But the point is we go along with a lot of things we might not like. We might not like who got elected, but because we want to live in a democracy and have the benefits of that, we consent to that circumstance, even though we don't necessarily agree with it. So it's not that simple. Consent is and always has been determined by what is rational consent. You have to take into account people's actions. And so, you know, I find it very funny that on the one hand, we've been told through these press releases, that the government wants to teach our kids about nonverbal sexual signals, which is interesting given that their sole criteria of affirmative consent is verbal only. So who cares about the nonverbal part if that's the way it is?
So what you're saying, Bob, and it's absolutely fascinating, we're going to teach, here we're talking about sexual subjects, and we're going to start teaching children about what consent is, not at the age which they're qualified to give consent, but in grade one.
No, I think if I heard correctly, they were going to introduce that part of the lesson by about grade 6, which I think is, how old would kids be then, about 11, 12-ish, or am I off there?
I think you're right there. But on the issue of consent, my understanding of this package is that they want to teach children as young as those in grade 1 that if somebody's bothering you in whatever way, poking you or sticking a pencil in your ear or whatever, they can't do those things without your consent.
Yeah,
without...
Well, that's ridiculous. It's inappropriate touching. Let's leave it at that. And that's what it is. And they should be taught that you just don't get touched here. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no yes means yes, no means no. And consent can't be turned into a verbal contract in the middle of a lovemaking episode. It becomes ridiculous. If you saw the details of this, I mean, they literally have been putting into writing things like, well, you have to ask first, may I kiss your lips? Yes, you may kiss my lips. You want to move on to the shoulder or down the neck? You got to ask again, verbally. I mean, who could possibly ever consider doing such a thing? And yet this is the concept that is going all through the universities throughout North America and is being pushed on us now and coming through the Wynn government here in Ontario.
I think
we better put out a red alert on this one, Andy.
What are your thoughts about this sex education curriculum generally? What do you think Kathleen Wynn's real agenda is?
Well, she said it is. It's the revolutionary thing is this new concept of consent. The rest of it is pretty common sense. I don't have a great... How can you dispute warning kids about the dangers of being online and the consequences? You know, that all comes under the key of knowledge, and knowledge is what you want our kids to accumulate so that they become adults who are able to consent and make rational decisions. Because in the darkness, you know, that is the absence of knowledge, they're never going to be in a position to be able to consent. And you know, teaching kids about the signs and face, you know, facial expressions and stuff, do you think an expert child molester wouldn't know how to master those things? Actors can do it very well, you know.
Wow, that's some great thoughts, Bob. If you have more, call us back, but I have to be fair to the other callers and move on quickly. A text, Andy, we teach kids about personal finance before they can have a credit card. Better to know before you need it. Next one, if parents want to teach their kids that consent doesn't matter and sex is bad, they're welcome to do so at home. Let's go back to the phones. Al, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. Look, I mean, there's so many discussions to be had here depending on the age group you want to discuss, right? So I think there is definite merit to discussing consent, you know, to 15, 16-year-olds. And you can get into nitty-gritty details that, you know, are not necessarily covered at home, i.e., you know, no does mean no, and you have to respect the person that no does mean no. And yes doesn't necessarily mean yes if the person is drunk, if the person is under the influence of something, if they're being voluntold, so to speak. And I think those are valuable discussions to be having with
Al. Bottom line, Al, what are your thoughts on the Wynn sex education curriculum?
The devil's in the details, and I don't have the details yet. You know, it's all going to depend how it's delivered.
Okay. We have to take a short break for traffic and weather. I see Ann is up next. This will be interesting, I promise you. We'll be back in just a moment with more reaction to Kathleen Wynn's and Liz Sandals and Ben Levin's sex education curriculum when we come back in just a moment right here on the Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This is the Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290, CJBK.
On the issue of different lifestyles and different family configurations, a child comes in, I'll just give you an example. A child comes into school in kindergarten, junior kindergarten. She's 3 or 4 years old. She lives in a family with two dads. If her family is not reflected in the conversations that happen in that junior kindergarten classroom, then that's going to be a problem for her and for her feeling about school.
Kathleen Wynn defending her new sex ed curriculum. We go back to the phones for more reaction. Anne, thank you for your patience.
Well, thanks, Andy. I loved the comment in particular from Bob about the pedophiles and manipulating consent. And he is incorrect at the age that they are starting this. It is, in fact, at the age of 6 years old. Now, you'd have to ask yourself, Andy, who in the hell would want to talk to six-year-olds about giving consent to sexual activity at that tender age? And we get back into the fact that this master plan was, in fact, written by Ben Levin. This is a reformat of the Ben Levin sex education curriculum, and Ben Levin is a pedophile. I would fervently urge parents to not believe the lies of this Liberal government and to look at this curriculum for yourselves. Because, Andy, think about this. If somebody came to me and said, do you know, Anne, the babysitter came over the other night and they talked to little Johnny, you know, at the age of 6 years old, about giving sexual consent or not, my suggestion to them would be to immediately contact the police and report that individual. So why is it okay for teachers at the behest of Kathleen Wynne and this godforsaken corrupt Liberal government to get away with this? It's absolutely wrong. And they're teaching kids lies. We do not have two mothers or two fathers. Just because somebody's adopted by two stranger men is in no way going to change the fact there is a natural set of parents out there, and those children are going to feel strange and different in the first place because they're not living with their normal family.
Do you know that in parts of Europe they are not allowed to use the words parents, mom and dad anymore? They use words like progenitor A and progenitor B so that kids who don't have a mom and a dad won't feel they're being left out.
Well, exactly, Andy. It's a progressive agenda, and it really is about destroying the traditional family and the natural family. Now, Bob is not wrong. There is a lot of anti-male bias with the Wynne government as well. And you could do a three-hour program on that. I know you've covered it. Is the bias in the family courts against fathers. The bias we have with children's aid societies against perfectly loving fathers.
Okay, let me play that clip of Liz Sandals, our education minister, on the issue of consent. And then, because she adamantly would say it has nothing to do with sex in grade one. It has to do with inappropriate touching or poking and different things. And kids have to learn early that, you know, their body is their own. And it has nothing to do with sex. So here's the clip.
I think that on having a very explicit conversation about consent as the children get older and talking very explicitly with kids about what does consent mean and what do healthy relationships look like, I think that in that piece we may become the leader. And one of the things that we heard when we talked to parents is parents want us to talk to kids about consent and appropriate behavior.
So she is embracing the word consent. That is the key word in this whole package. A real quick comment because we're coming up against the news.
Okay, Andy, and that's exactly the whole problem. We're talking about six-year-olds. Why aren't they saying simply we're going to teach six-year-olds about sexual abuse prevention? Why the hell is it called consent? That's a red flag. I think it's a sick, disgusting social engineering agenda, and I honestly hope people fight and stop it. I think it's that evil. I really do.
Okay. Big protest at Queen's Park tomorrow. Anne, thank you so much. Eileen, go ahead.
Hi. I just want to say I don't think I've ever heard anything more disgusting and homophobic than that last caller. I'm a teacher. I'm a parent of a mother of a young daughter, and I'm also a survivor of sexual childhood abuse. And I can tell you that the other caller who's talking about feminism being, you know, something with consent, it's not just young girls we're talking about, it's young boys as well. And we're not talking about, no one's encouraging young kids to go have sex. What we're saying is, you're in charge of your body. And if you don't want to hug your grandpa or hold hands with your grandma or wear your bathing suit today because you don't want to, you know, show more of your body than you should have to, that's your right. Kids have rights, and I think we need to think about the kids and what their rights are. And this has nothing to do with all this fear-mongering that's going on, because I'll tell you, it's much better to protect a child than it is to fix an adult.
Well, profound words coming from someone who's been there. Eileen, thank you so much. CTV News Update. When we come back on the other side, we will talk to the organizer of the protest tomorrow at Queen's Park, a person who represents Campaign Life. When we come back in just a moment, right here on The Live Drive with Andy Edmond on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Why are they saying simply we're going to teach six-year-olds about sexual abuse prevention? Why the hell is it called consent? That's a red flag. I think it's a sick, disgusting social engineering agenda, and I honestly hope people fight and stop it. I think it's that evil. I really do.
And we're not talking about, no one's encouraging young kids to go have sex. What we're saying is, you're in charge of your body. And if you don't want to hug your grandpa or hold hands with your grandma or wear your bathing suit today because you don't want to, you know, show more of your body than you should have to, that's your right. Kids have rights. And I think we need to think about the kids and what their rights are. And this has nothing to do with all this fear-mongering that's going on. Because I'll tell you, it's much better to protect a child than it is to fix an adult.
Dramatic words on both sides of the issue this afternoon as we debrief on Kathleen Wynne's sex ed curriculum. Here's a reaction to that last call. Andy, Eileen is a bona fide Kool-Aid drinker. Oh, there's the word homophobic. Next text. So if a three-year-old comes into her class and has, say, six moms and one dad, polygamy, and we don't include it in our curriculum, she will feel left out. Nonsense. This is a liberal agenda promoting deviant behavior. And this one, before we get to a guest this afternoon. Andy, my friend works at a teen crisis center in London, which also deals with early teen pregnancy. A couple who may have been 12, 13-ish, were shocked to know that the girl was pregnant because they had done the deed standing up. That's right. They thought they couldn't get pregnant because they were standing up. So please save the argument that sex has to be taught at home. In an ideal world, that's true. But not every parent teaches what needs to be taught or is comfortable teaching it. A five-minute awkward the birds and the bees talk doesn't cut it. Oh, some strong feelings this afternoon about the sex ed curriculum. Let me just play you a brief summary of the sex ed curriculum as it was rolled out today. And then in just a moment, we're going to talk to an organizer of the big protest at Queen's Park tomorrow. Here we go.
The provincial government is going to unveil an updated sex education curriculum today. Students in grade 1 through 3 will be taught safe internet use and safe searching skills. They're also going to learn about the differences between real and fictional violence in the media and online. And at the grade 4 level, students will be taught about the dangers of texting. Preventing sexually transmitted diseases will be covered in grade 7. And at a news conference this morning, Premier Wynne was asked if she thinks it's appropriate for very young students to learn about alternative families.
On the issue of different lifestyles and different family configurations, a child comes in, I'll just give you an example, a child comes into school in kindergarten, junior kindergarten, she's 3 or 4 years old, she lives in a family with two dads. If her family is not reflected in the conversations that happen in that junior kindergarten classroom, then that's going to be a problem for her and for her feeling about school. And so it's not about explicit information, except that it needs to be about kids feeling safe, feeling protected, feeling like they belong.
This is the new curriculum, and it's the first updated curriculum since 1998.
So there it is. That's a report from earlier today with the reference to the announcement coming up soon, which it did late this morning. Now, in just a moment, we're going to talk to the organizer of a protest tomorrow at Queen's Park, Mary Ellen Douglas of Campaign Life.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Well, the curriculum is the curriculum. So the curriculum is the curriculum that will be taught in Ontario schools. If a parent
objects to this curriculum, or quite frankly, science curriculum or English curriculum or any other piece of curriculum, the Education Act gives a parent of any religion or belief system the right to withdraw their child from that particular lesson.
A lot of very emotional reaction to the rolling out of Kathleen Wynne's sex education curriculum presented by Education Minister Liz Sandos. We're joined now by a woman who's busy organizing a protest against the whole package, Mary Ellen Douglas of Campaign Life. Mary Ellen, appreciate you joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me, but I do have to make a slight correction. Campaign Life Coalition is not organizing the protest. We're supporting the parents who are organizing this protest. And it's interesting because this was organized before the announcement was made today. In fact, the government was not supposed to make the announcement of the curriculum for a week, but they suddenly moved it up to today before the protest, which is rather interesting.
Why did they do that, Mary?
I don't know. I'm only speculating, but it's awfully strange that all of a sudden everything moved very quickly. And I noticed from the media calls that everybody was left scrambling, so I guess we weren't the only ones who noticed that we suddenly had this move forward.
They're deathly afraid that you're going to start another revolution, which will lead to such backlash for Kathleen Wynne that she'll be forced to do what Dalton McGuinty did, and that is retract the package.
Wouldn't that be a tragedy, eh? Mm-hmm. Don't they wonder why he retracted it in the first place?
Let me ask you a few logistical quick questions before we get into the larger philosophical discussion. Will all students in Ontario starting in September be subject to this new curriculum?
Well, I listened to part of the interview with the Scrum that was on this morning that you played. And Liz Sandel said, this is the curriculum, this is the curriculum, it's not going to change. So it shows how open the government is to listen to parents, to listen to anybody on any subject, it appears. But particularly on this one, she has no intention of truly listening to the parents.
What if parents want to have their little Johnny or Jessica sit out the class?
Well, she said the class. That's the interesting part of this. Yes, the Education Act says you can take your child out of a class. How do you know when they're going to teach it? Because they're not going to let you know. And you won't know until the child brings something home that you are horrified of.
What if you demand to be told when this is going to be taught?
You can try it. I tried it in the 80s with my own children, and I had to go through quite the hoops to remove my children from the sex ed program then that I thought was not appropriate for me anyway, because I'm a mother who actually answered all of my children's questions, and I demanded the right to be able to do that myself without having to rush giving them information because they were going to get it the next day at school, whether they were ready or not. I demanded it because I said, I know when my children are ready. They ask me questions. And I don't intend to say, well, I better give you all of this right now because you're going to get it tomorrow in school.
I promise we'll get to that protest tomorrow, but a couple of questions you may be able to clarify. Just curious, this is a text just in. Just curious, is abstinence taught at all in this curriculum or just alternatives like masturbation?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. I mean, who is directing the program? When you go back, one thing Liz Sandel said today that I thought was terribly disturbing, she talked about all the consultations she did from 2008 on. And, of course, we know in 2010 the curriculum was shelved, and now it's coming back out. I haven't gone through all 200 pages and 200 editions, but from what I'm hearing from those who are trying to go through it quickly, it's not any different than the one in 2010. In fact, things have been added to it that would be even more offensive. She said in 2008, Ben Levin was the Deputy Minister of Education. And Ben Levin is now, as you probably know, up on charges of pornography and of obtaining a child for sexual...
And planning to plead guilty to several of the charges and having his wife, who's a very prominent citizen of Ontario and very influential, especially in children's aid circles, she is now sending out letters asking people to give a character reference for Ben.
Well, isn't that funny? Maybe Ms. Wynne will give a character reference because I think parents should be horrified by that. But this man, who is up on these charges, he's admitted to two of them, so I'm not going ahead of the court here. would have anything to do with the program, and we're supposed to accept that for our children?
Okay, now, we have to take a short break for traffic. I want to play a clip for you, if I could, Mary Ellen. One of the key areas of focus of this government, and they would be proud if we raise this, is the whole issue of consent, that they want to teach children in grade one, you are in charge of your own body, and this is in a non-sexual context. And so somebody pushes you or pulls your hair or whatever, you have the right to absolutely forbid them from doing that. It's all around this issue of consent, and we've had callers suggesting that's really where the nub of the liberal agenda is in this whole area of consent. So let's listen to the clip from Liz Sandals.
I think that on having a very explicit conversation about consent as the children get older and talking very explicitly with kids about what does consent mean and what do healthy relationships look like. I think that in that piece we may become the leader. And one of the things that we heard when we talked to parents is parents want us to talk to kids about consent.
So that is a key area of dispute. What is the agenda with respect to consent? We'll be back with more reaction from Mary Ellen Douglas, who is going to participate in that protest at Queen's Park tomorrow. In just a moment, right here on the Live Drive with Andy Udman on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This is the Live Drive with Andy Udman. Call now, 519-643-1290. News Talk 1290 CJBK.
Well, the curriculum is the curriculum. So the curriculum is the curriculum that will be taught in Ontario schools.
Why aren't they saying simply we're going to teach six-year-olds about sexual abuse prevention? Why the hell is it called consent?
I come to this issue as a father with a belief that parents should be first educators. And it's not the Premier of Ontario's job, especially Kathleen Wynne, to tell parents what's age appropriate.
We want to go back to our conversation with Mary Ellen Douglas, who will be part of this protest. Again, who is the parents group who's actually organizing this protest, Mary Ellen?
There's several parents groups together who are doing this, and they've been concerned for quite a while, knowing that this was coming up and would be probably implemented in the fall and was supposed to come forward in the spring. But as I said, she's moved it up at least by a week, probably because of the protest, but that's not going to stop people from finding out what's actually in it.
Okay, what's a key message that you want to deliver to Ontario parents tomorrow at this protest?
Well, I hope that parents understand that they are the primary educators of their children. Now, the excuse that I hear some of the people that you're reporting there saying, well, you know, what if they don't do it? The point is, do you kidnap their children and give them something that they don't want just because they're not doing it? Teach the parents. If they want to give a program, write a program that they can send home for the parents to use. You don't steal the children and say, we'll give them all what we think they need. You're stealing the children from the parents, who are the primary educators. And I believe that that's wrong, that the parents, the school is supposed to be helping the parents, not taking the children away from the parents and giving them things that the parents may or may not want.
What are the questions that you still have about this package? For example, you're not quite sure on whether schools will be required to notify parents when the sex education curriculum is going to come up. Do we have a definitive answer on that?
I don't think we will be able to know that because they might put it into other programs. It's very difficult to say, okay, now we're talking about sex. You know, it'll be within other programs, so I don't think parents will know when it's happening.
Mary Ellen, let me just ask, because we have just a couple of moments left.
Yes.
Are you and the others who are protesting tomorrow basically saying, no, parents should teach the kids about sex, not the schools at all?
I don't believe the schools should at all. It is the parents' responsibility, and if they want to help, give something to the parents who might feel insecure in talking to the children about any of the subjects.
What about the issue of
society that's so obsessed with sex? You can't turn on the TV at 6 o'clock. All the junk comes through right at the time when children are watching TV. Parents have to turn off TVs. They have to monitor what the children are watching.
But they're not.
Well, if they don't, you don't take that right away from them. You teach them that they must do that. If the school were sending things home for the parents to say, do you know that this is on the internet? Please watch. Please, this is how you put a lock on your internet, which I know a lot of parents do with children of that age. But we're talking here about moving this back to grade one. and that's six-year-olds. And that really is upsetting for most parents. And at any stage, it's upsetting when they're taking away the rights of parents. The school is there to help the parents, not to steal the children.
Okay, so you don't want sex ed taught in the schools at all?
I wouldn't, no. I would like that left to the parents.
What about issues like sexting, which have led to so many tragedies?
Well, that can come up in topics of how dangerous that is. But that's still not the same thing that this program is about. This is a complete curriculum of 200 pages. And as she said, it's the curriculum, and that's what you're going to get, whether you like it or not. That type of arrogance in a government is uncalled for. But this government seems to be content to do that, including bumping people out of legitimate nominations to get what they want, of having all the scandals that got rid of the last premier. And they seem to have no respect whatsoever for the people.
Very quickly, a protest tomorrow. What time? What groups? How big do you expect it'll be?
Well, there's been at least 2,000 people who have signed up. Will there be 2,000 people there? Who knows? Tomorrow, I listened to that weather report and thought, oh, are we ever going to get out of February? We could have a blizzard tomorrow, which will change things immensely. So I wouldn't want to say exactly how many people will be there. The two of the leadership candidates for the PC leadership will be there. Monty McNaughton and Patrick Brown will be speaking. And leaders of different parents groups, I'm sorry, I don't have anything handy to name them, but there'll be several parents groups there. And as I say, we're in a supportive role on this because...
Terrific. Mary Ellen, we have to leave it there. You're with Campaign Life. You've talked to us, been very generous with your time. We thank you for it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Okay, last word goes to one of our callers this afternoon.
And we're not talking about, no one's encouraging young kids to go have sex. What we're saying is, you're in charge of your body. And if you don't want to hug your grandpa or hold hands with your grandma or wear your bathing suit today because you don't want to, you know, show more of your body than you should have to, that's your right. Kids have rights, and I think we need to think about the kids and what their rights are.
Gina Barber at the center of this story about Bud Polehill and snow tires. We'll talk to Gina on the other side of the news and then get Bud's furious reaction to some of the comments in the London Free Press. Comments which they, since he signed a lawyer on them, have withdrawn. That's right. It's a breaking news story. We'll share it on the other side of the CTV News update right here on the Live Drive with Andy Edmond on News Talk 1290 CJBK.